Well, Steve, obviously not the result or the performance you were hoping for tonight.
No, I thought we'd seen the back of those days. You know, that was a kick where it hurts us, you know, to everything about our performance with and without the ball. It was loose. We're not aggressive enough with it, out or without it. And as I said, I thought performances like that had left us. But unfortunately, it's crept back in again, and we have to eradicate it if we're going to be where we want to be. What we've prided ourselves on the last couple of weeks in particular, we've made mistakes, been easy-ozy, and tonight we found it very, very difficult against a very, very decent Brentford side, as I said.
Is it an attitude thing or a work rate thing?
It's an attitude thing or a work rate thing. I mean, look, we've got all sorts of physical stats where we can look at work rate and all the rest of it. But with Aston Villa, there comes an expectation. And at the minute, you've got to handle the expectation. And I expect us to be better with the ball. I don't want any team of mine just crashing the ball forward. Mm. You know, we've got to have some structure to it. And we've got international players playing there today. And I just thought, we're back to that. Oh, well, you know, we'll just get rid of it. And nobody really wanted enough and didn't do enough, as I said, with or without it, to go and make an impression on the game. Mm.
That little momentum you had through October and November that got you where you wanted to be, just slipping away a little bit. You've got to stop that before
it gets too far. I never want to make excuses, Mark, I don't. But obviously, we'll keep chopping, changing and all the rest of it and lost key players and key individual players, which are key to us. And unfortunately, you hope that it wouldn't derail you at this moment in time. Of course, people will say, it's just to make an excuse. We're without our best players. Mm. And unfortunately, tonight, when you need them to go and do something for you, your big ones, to pull you out the mire, they simply weren't there. Mm.
And you made changes tonight. You said that you would. And how do you feel they worked out for you?
Well, look, we got beat. So I'll take all the criticism that comes my way. I've been criticised all my life, so that's going to not change. You know what? I'm determined that we'll pull through it. We'll get back to where we were a couple of weeks ago. You know, unfortunately, tonight, though, we need to eradicate them kind of performances, because if that creeps in, then we'll all get nowhere.